My name's Will DeFreeze, and this is the Sunday Scaries Podcast, your cure for the Sunday blues. I'm not really sure what my first drink was. I remember stealing sips of champagne at my parents' dinner parties and tasting my uncle's beer at a family reunion, but those don't really count in my eyes. I didn't spend my high school days stealing alcohol from my parents' liquor cabinet or hanging around the local grocery store hoping to find someone of age that could buy me beer. In these days, I've much scaled back how often I go out. I have a couple rules. I only allow myself to go out one night a week and never ever two consecutive nights in a row, unless it's a bachelor party or maybe a wedding. The hangover and general tiredness from doing so is just too much for me. It spikes my anxiety, and it makes me just feel overall kind of disgusting. Someone recently asked me, "Why don't you just stop drinking altogether?" When I asked for clarification, he responded, "Well, because it gives you anxiety." And on the surface, this makes total sense. It made my wheels turn. I couldn't get the question out of my head, not because it was something I was actually entertaining doing, but because it just seemed like such a logical solution for so many people, despite my hesitation to apply it to myself. On the surface, yes, drinking does cause myself and others some anxiety. The social anxiety that goes along with forcing yourself into a crowded bar, the lack of judgment you have after you run up a massive tab, the overwhelming feeling of waking up the next morning and wondering what the hell you did the night before that allowed things to get so out of control. What I'm referring to, really, is binge drinking. The drinking we all do when we're somewhere between the ages of 16 and 27, when you have life's responsibilities in front of you, but they're not all that important yet. Or at least you haven't grasped how important they actually are. I'm well aware that not everyone's gone through this stage either, but I know that a majority of listeners in this audience have, and that's okay. I've always been a subscriber to the idea of getting things out of your system, that if you don't do something when you're inclined to do it, you'll just end up penting things up and doing them later. When it comes to drinking to excess, there's normally no need to feel guilt about what you're doing unless you're making decisions that harm the lives of others. But if you're having fun with the friends around you, go ahead, get it out of your system. A couple years ago, I had one of those weekends. The consecutive nights in a row going out weekends. I woke up on Sunday feeling absolutely crushed by my hangover. No amount of Gatorade or pho could possibly have taken me out of it. And I wondered to myself, was it worth it? Was I willing to spend the next couple days of my life feeling like death just because I didn't want to miss out on what happened just before last call? I didn't feel out of control, but at the same time, I didn't feel in control. Here's a story from John Mayer about a night and a subsequent morning and days following where he felt something similar to me.
People, because I think you forget that's an option. And if you look at drinking the way you would look at anything else, which is risk reward, what am I giving up? What am I getting? Some of the worst odds that ever existed. Yeah, I just looked at it like I had one night where
especially
I went
when you get
deep.
Older.
Yeah, man, I just went deep one night. I remember being like, hey, what happens if I keep going? And it wasn't like dark, it wasn't sinister. I went, I always stop here. Mm-hmm. What if I keep going? It was really kind of like a oddly like playful kind of a thing. And then I went, oh, I'm done.
Did you go though? Did you keep going?
Listen, I have the most amazing last night of my life drinking story. And it was Drake's 30th birthday party and I made quite a fool of myself.
Really?
Oh, and it took me weeks to stop doing this every morning I woke up. And then I had a conversation with myself. And I remember where I was. It was like 6 days into the hangover. I was in my sixth day of the hangover. That's how big the hangover was. I looked out the window and I went, okay, John, what percentage of your potential would you like to have? Because if you say you'd like 60 and you'd like to spend the other 40% having fun, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But what percentage of what is available to you would you like to make happen? And there's no wrong answer. What is it? And I went, 100.
I want it all.
I said 100.
I want it all.
The voice in my head said, okay, do you know what that means? And I went, we don't have to talk anymore. I get it.
Let's go.
And that next year, I did 4 tours. I was in 2 bands.
Yep.
I was happy on airplanes. So what happens when you stop drinking?
That potential he talks about, it strikes a chord with me. Not because I think my past self did anything wrong, but because my current and future self just have different priorities. Would I rather stay at a bar all night and sleep in all morning, or would I rather wake up early and enjoy a walk in the park with my dog? Is my money best spent on bottles of wine I know nothing about at restaurants I can't afford, or am I better off saving it in hopes of finally being able to afford things I never thought possible? These aren't groundbreaking realizations, but simply small choices that lead me to drastically reducing my want to go out. I couldn't help but get flooded with all these thoughts when I received that DM, the one that asked, "Why don't you just stop drinking?" When I first responded to him, I was almost offended. Me? Stop drinking? Are you insinuating that I have a problem? I don't have a problem. Maybe you need to stop drinking, but I don't need to stop drinking. I gathered myself, though. I racked my brain for the things that caused me more anxiety than drinking. Money, my career, my personal relationships, the list goes on and on. Obviously, drinking can add to all these things in one way or another, yes. But at the heart of it all, drinking isn't something that I want to eliminate from my life, nor is it something I need to eliminate from my life. When I think about the times these days when I want to drink, it's more situational than ever. A few years ago, it was situational, but on a much smaller scale. Oh, it's Friday? Okay, we're drinking. But it's not like that anymore. I enjoy a glass of wine when I'm eating a nice dinner. I crave a cold beer when I'm on a porch with the sun in my eyes. I like a nip of whiskey when it's so cold outside that my jacket simply won't do the trick. But the biggest change I've seen in myself, the change that I knew would eventually come even in my hardest days of partying, is that I no longer yearn to go out to the crowded bars I grew to hate. Gone are the days when the hangovers were worth it, because the fun I was having outweighed how terrible my Sundays became. Is this all part of growing up? Yeah, of course. Am I a little late to the party? Sure, but better late than never. I just turned 32. I think most people start having these realizations in their late 20s rather than their early 30s, but that's fine by me. Not only have I always felt as though I'm a few years behind when it comes to maturing, but I've also learned to stop putting pressure on myself when it comes to doing things that I may or may not enjoy. Deep down, I'm just happy that I'm content now. Are there people who should probably never pick up a drink for the rest of their lives? Yes, absolutely. Are there those who can go out every night of the week and not feel the least bit of anxiety about it? Again, yes. I'm not here to judge because everyone's relationship with alcohol is a personal one, positive or negative. I remember reading that when George W. Bush quit drinking, he noted that it was partially because he didn't like spending time drinking whiskey in his den when he could have been spending it in bed with his wife. Reading that kind of flipped a switch in my head because I thought that his reasoning was spot on. Maybe I'll quit one day for a similar reason, I thought to myself. But even when I thought that, I knew I was years and years off from even thinking about it. And now that some of those years have gone by, I still understand that reasoning, maybe more than ever. While I don't plan on quitting anytime soon, I'm just glad I finally aged out of my party days in favor of settling down a bit. Have I gone soft? Maybe. Is this all some sort of overblown, long-winded reconciliation with myself or becoming the boring old man I never thought I'd want to be? Probably. But that's fine. I'm still going to have those nights when a bottle of wine accidentally gets finished or I wake up with a headache from that last IPA an old friend and I ordered before cashing out. And some of those nights will be nights that I cherish. Making them a regular occurrence though? Nah, I've got some dog walking to do. See you at the park this Sunday. If you liked what you heard today, make sure to subscribe, review, or tell a hungover friend in need about this podcast. By subscribing, you guarantee that each and every episode gets delivered directly to your phone every Sunday morning. You can also follow along on Twitter, which is @SundayScaries, or Instagram, which is @Sunday.Scaries. Or you can follow me both on Twitter and Instagram @WillDeFreeze. And remember, always trim the wicks on your scented candles.